Thank you, Jesus. Could pastor's wife, could you come just a second?
我们请那个师母站在前面来。
A praise to Jesus for taking care of our dear sister. Amen. I'm going to praise the Lord for taking care of our precious sister, huh? She had a near accident 2 weeks ago. A deadly accident.
对，有一个非常严重的车祸，在2个星期以前。可以请大家给我分享一点点见证。
我1月11号的时候，我遇到一个蛮大的车祸，就是因为我要去看一个 property， 那看完之后呢，我就要回来了，回来办公室。然后因为那个路不熟嘛，所以我就一边看那个路名，就一直看，然后也没注意说前面就是红绿灯了。我就直直这样开过去了。结果去撞人家的一个很大的一个 pickup truck， 蛮大的，那是最大的那个 pickup truck。那人家的车呢，直凹进去，那个门凹进去，我的车前面就全毁了，两个 airbag 就跑出来了，然后那个 airbag 也破了。那肯定是那个 airbag 是有打到我，但是我那个时候我当时我都根本没有什么感觉。然后但是很感谢主，那个时候一发生的时候我也没有慌，我也没有害怕，我很有理智的还在那边打电话，就因为我本来是说看完 property 要跟一个人吃饭，我就跟他打电话，我说对不起，我来不了了，我就不能跟你吃饭了什么什么，然后就等，然后就处理完，然后你们那很感谢主的。那当时警察一直问我说 ，Are you okay? Are you okay? 他一直问我好几次。他说你这个是 big crash。他说 Are you okay? 我说我还好，没事啊。我还在那边走来走去，还站在那边，还在那边讲话。然后他说你今天因为你太紧张，所以就没事。你明天你就知道了。他说明天也许你就爬不起来了，你全身就动不了了你。我当时感谢主，我隔天的时候也没什么，都好好的。然后我就听有一些弟兄姐妹他说，车祸之后那个全身都打的那个乌青啊，但是都又流血什么的，但是我全身都没事啊，都好好的，也没有什么，只是我的脚右脚那边因为被打的那个A带被打，所以有点的乌青，就这样子而已。但是当时 of course 那个德国有点痛。但是感谢主，如果你看到我车，你肯定会很害怕，因为我开的那个是蛮大的车，就是不是小车。如果小车的话，我就不知道怎么办。Anyway， 感谢主，就是但是我回想之后，我回想起来了，我开去的时候，就突然有一个意念进来，他说：如果今天你遇到车祸，你会不会上天堂啊？我说：哎，这什么想法？乱七八糟想法，就不去管他，我就不理他。那后来我就想，哎，怎么会突然有这个想法进来？也许哦，我在想，也许是魔鬼想到我的性命，也许，但是神就保守了。所以，感谢主，神真是很保守，就一切都，虽然是车没了，牧师就问我说，你疼不疼啊？我说我的心疼啊，我的车没了。我身体还好，但是我就心疼了。Anyway， 感谢主啊，一切都有神的美意，一切都看到神的真神保守，所以感谢主，荣耀归给神。
How many are glad our sister still with us？
我们有多少人啊？非常高，这欣慰的看到我们的姐妹还在我们当中。我们要为我们的那个领导者祷告。当我们的牧师不在我们当中的时候，为我们的师母祷告。这是非常重要的一件事。我知道那个上帝保守我们那个姐妹的生命，是因为她旨意在里面。
Sister Grace, pray for it. All of us stretch our hands.
我们希望呢，要跪下来，让我们来祷告，说我们的圣父的双手来，为恩膏他。
哇，亲爱的主耶稣，我们的心感谢你哦。我们知道，我们的牧师王牧师、王师母实在是你所拣选的，设立在这里为永生神基督教会在这里传福音的灯塔。主啊，也求你真是。 用你的恩典，用你的宝血，来遮蔽我们的师母，特别在牧师不在的时候，主啊，你是他的山寨，你是他的高台，主啊，让他出入都有你的平安，主啊，你呼召他在职场，为你发光，主啊，每一天都要走新路，每一天都有新的 case 他要去面对，主啊，就求你用你的宝血，用你的恩典，来托住他，你来保守他，让他出，让他入，都有你的平安，直到永远。我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名求。
阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。
阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。阿门。
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. That's wonderful. Amen. We're so blessed. We have His angels to watch over us.
我们相信有那个使者在我们当中保护。
We have the blood of Jesus that covers us.
我们有耶稣基督宝血的覆盖我们。
And cleanses us.
洁净我们。
We have the word of God that leads us.
我们上帝的言语的那个话，那个话语道路在引导我们道路。
We have the Holy Spirit that empowers us.
我们有的圣灵在那个给我们能力。
We have His angels around us.
我们有这个使者在我们身边的要。
We cannot be defeated.
我们不会失败。
We cannot lose.
我们不会，我们不是做
这个失败的。We're on the right side. We're on the right side of victory.
因为我们在这个得胜的那一方。
And I decree and I declare that everyone here today in this room will fulfill all of our days.
我们到今天就是我们得胜的一天，我们每一位都是要得胜。
Fulfill all of our days.
今天我们要得胜。
Will not be taken out before our time.
我们不会让时间把我们的时间浪费掉。
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, it says in the Bible, it says in Psalm 91, "With long life will I satisfy you."
那个诗篇九十那个。九十一篇说：“我要给你这个年岁的冠冕，这个满足。”
With long life will I satisfy you, God said.
我给你满足的生命。
How long is long life?
多长的生命是满足的
？Well, till you're satisfied.
是满足，就是多长的生命是够长了，是满足的生命。
Amen. Amen. I see Billy Graham. You know, he's 95 years old.
我们知道那个葛培理，他是现在是九十五岁。
95 years old.
九十五岁。
And He's closer to heaven than earth right now.
他现在的生命离那个天堂比离世界的距离更近。
Sometimes when you get older, you have more people on the other side than you do here.
有时候的话，看你年纪到成长到一个程度的话，你觉得你离一方的距离比另外一方更近。
Billy Graham, I don't know if you know, but he's one of the greatest preachers in America ever.
可不可以是一个美国历史上最出名的布道家之一。
Started in 1948, been going all these time.
自从他开始出来布道，在1948年开始到现在。
His song leaders lived over 100, both of them, Cliff Burrows and Beverly Shea. They lived over 100 years.
有非常多的，有刚才给我提到几个非常好的布道家，他们是超过100岁的寿命。
And he's getting up there, almost toward 100.
可佩里也是一样，他将近100岁。
Those three men, God used them all over the world.
这个三个人，刚才我们提的三个人的话，在世界上被神所用。
And I think he must have been so happy Saturday to see his son Franklin Graham.
我们今天是星期六，可以他那个 Franklin Graham 就是他的儿子可佩里的儿子。
Who's closing prayer at the inaugural celebration?
他在那个总统的就职典礼上面在那个线上祷告时，结束祷告时。
He said something very significant.
他说了一些非常重要的话。
It was been supposed to rain in D.C. all the time up there.
在
华盛顿 100% rain.
在华盛顿这个 D.C. 这个地方的话呢，那一天的天气预测是整天都有下雨的。
But the rain was withheld.
但是呢，雨的话呢，一直没落下。
At the point of the inaugural.
一直到那个。
And just as President Trump began to speak, it began to sprinkle.
就是但是这个雨一直没下来，这整个仪式上典礼上没下来，直到那个川普上去按时那个的时候。
It didn't pour down, it just showered.
然后的话呢，川普上去的时候的话呢，就开始有小的雨就开始下来啊，不是很大的雨。
And what he said was from Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1.
他这个在Zechariah 第一章里面所提到。
And Franklin Graham said.The Bible says showers are a blessing from God.
Frank Graham 就是那个北格里的儿子说，他说，那个这个雨代表神的同在。
Showers are a sign of God's blessing.
是与代表上帝的祝福。
You see, when the pilgrims first came to America, the thing that really set the difference between the pilgrims and the Indians.
你知道，当我们的那个先辈那个新道族从来跟第刚开始来到美国的时候，有什么跟那个印第安人有什么不一样吗
？Was the blessing? The pilgrims would pray for rain because there was a drought. You know, no rain.
这是祝福，因为当时我们的那些新教徒刚来美国，来到美国大陆，这个地方是很干旱的。他们第一件事情祷告是求雨。
What did they do when there's no rain？
当你没有雨的话，能做什么事情
？They call it a day of fasting and prayer。
所以的话，他们当不下雨那一天，他们就把那不下雨那一天的话呢，作为一个禁食祷告的那一天。
After all, who controls the rain？
他们知道谁掌管的这个气候。
So the pilgrims would fast and pray for rain for the crops, and they're going to all die。
如果他不是那个我们这些先驱者的话，他们的那个禁食祷告求雨的话，他们那些人都会死掉。
And the Indian corn was drying up too.
在那个印第安人的他们的庄稼已经都枯干了。
So the Indians were whoop 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 whoop. You know,
那个印第安人他们
在做 rain dance to their god.
他们在进行这样的那个求雨的那个祷告仪式，为着他们所信的那样的那个偶像下假神到求雨祷告的这样仪式的时候。
And they got a huge thunderstorm. The Indians destroyed their crops.
那得到的是什么雨呢？是一个暴雨，把那些那暴雨的话呢，把所有的农作物都摧毁掉了。
The hail.
是有加上了冰雹的暴雨。
Over here, the pilgrims got showers.
但是那些新教徒、那些先驱者们，他求来了什么雨呢？他们求来的是那种叫什么雨？那个叫
咒。Many Indians saw the difference. They saw the difference, you know.
你可以比较这两种雨，你可以发现有
比较。Thank God for His blessing, Amen. I believe America, we repented. Many of us, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, did you know they would not let him pray last year at the National Day of Prayer? The government would not let him.
你知道，在美国去年的那个国家祷告日的时候，政府不允许那个 Franklin Graham， 就是那个北格里的儿子，来主持祷告。
They refused to allow him to pray.
他们拒绝他。
It's the first time since President Eisenhower that a grand family has not prayed National Day of Prayer.
这是在这个艾森哈维尔总统的以来，他们这个 Billy Graham 他们家这个家族没有在这个美国的国家的祷告日进行祷告。
So what do you do when a door shuts in your face? A door slams shut in your face.
那这件事情好像就是会是什么样的事情发生呢？如果你的门脸被你的信息的门脸被关要关闭的时候
，Do you get angry？
你会不会觉得很气愤呢
？Do you quit？ Do you give up？
你会不会说放弃呢
？No， you know what Franklin did？
你知道那个 Franklin 他怎么去回应这件事情
？He said， Well， if I can't pray in Washington D.C. capital， I'm going to every capital。Of every state in the United States this year to pray on the steps of every capital.
他的回应说，如果你把华盛顿 D.C. 祷告的门给我关掉的话，那我就去每一个州的那个的首府去祷告。
Amen. He went to 50 states.
他去了五十一州里面另外的五十州去祷告。
In 18 months during the election process.
就在这个竞选的18个月的那个过程里面。
And he prayed the prayer in 2 Chronicles 7:14.
他在那个历代志用了历代志
which says, "If my people call by my name, if my people will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, turn from their wicked way, I'll hear their prayer, I'll heal their land." Amen.
其实他用那个他用的那个祷告是用了那个历代志的祷告那个词说，如果我们如果。如果
God will heal our land.
那个他会，如果那个我当我们心意回转的时候，上帝会来医治我们的地。
And let's pray for that. Continue to pray this prayer. Amen.
继续用这样的祷告的心来继续祷告。
This nation needs God so much.
这个国家需要上帝。
We're to be a light on a hill, a city on a hill. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that wasn't the message. That's just the introduction.
这个不是我今天要所说的，只是一个引言而已。
I hope you're not in a hurry. Thank you, Jesus. God's word is the answer to all of our problems.
上帝的话语就是解决我们的问题的所在。
God's word is so wonderful.
上帝的话语是非常美好的。
And Joshua 1:8, let's look at that real quick.
我们看到这个。
Joshua 1:8.
我们看约书亚记一章八节。
It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein, and then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success."
说到这律法书不可离开你的口，总要日夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Amen. But did you know how many want prosperity?
我们谁需要？凡事亨通。
I know in the Chinese and Asian culture, everybody wants prosperity.、Right?
Prosperity 是富足。
How many want success?
你们需要成功吗
？Did you know that's the only time in the whole Bible the word success is mentioned?、Right?
你知道这个这一节，这刚才我们所念的这节经文，就是在圣经里面的唯一的一处提到成功。
In the original English Bible, it's the only time the word success is mentioned.
这节 在 原文的圣经里面，成功是唯一 被在这个地方提过的一次。
God promises success if what? What do we do in that verse?
既然上帝要这个应许我们成功，那我们应该怎么做呢？在这个话语里面，我们应该怎么做呢
？We meditate day and night in God's word.
我们要昼夜不断的思考。
Now meditate doesn't mean you sit down and go on
好像我们思想的话，不是一般的像禅那样的打坐啊。这个我们这个姿势不是说不单单是有这样的外在的姿势，这样就叫做冥想啊。
The word means to mutter to yourself。
这个就是这个实际上的意思的话，你不断的在自我的反思或者是祈祷，自我的告诉。自己在提问。
Psalms and hymns and spiritual. God tells us to speak to ourselves. David had to speak to himself.
连魔鬼也自己跟自己说话。
He had to tell his soul to bless God, to praise God.
对不起，那个大卫，他也在自己常常自己跟自己说话。他告诉他自己的心里面要叫赞美神。
Sometimes you don't feel like praising God.
有时候我们心里面，我们肉体不愿意去来赞美神。
Sometimes you don't feel thankful for nothing.
有时候我们对任何事情都没有怀着感恩。
This doesn't matter.
实际上都无所谓。
You bless the Lord at all times, amen.
因为我们全人都要在任何时间都要祷告敬拜上，赞美上。
He gives us our next breath, amen.
因为他可以提供我们呼吸，给我们生命。
Let's go ahead and do this little thing here called the parable of the sower. Let's do that first, can we? Let's see.
我们这个。有些种子掉在石头上，然后他们就打算快就发芽。但是他们也放弃很快，因为他们没有根。他在经济里的。
He chooses the world.
对，找到经济的话，很快就被野草的吸着养分盖过他们，所以他们就窒息而死了。
So nothing grows.
就长不出任何结果。
Till he finds a good ground.
直到这个播种的人找到一个好的土壤。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the message. The good seed in the good ground will produce a harvest in your life and in my life.
一个好的种子，好的道，在好的土壤里面就产生好的生命，就是你和我的生命。
But the problem is we usually put everything first before the Bible.
但是很多时候我们把别的事，我们生命中别的事情在放在圣经之前。
We'll read the morning newspaper.
我们会在早上先看报纸。
We'll go online, check all of our emails.
我们先去看我们的电脑的邮件。
We'll check on our phone calls.
我们会看一下谁打电话给我们。
We spend all of our time looking at these things, and then we run off to work. We forget we didn't have time to read.
我们说把这些所有这些事情做完以后，我们才想去。
We're kind of like that first guy there when the seed comes and the birds take it away.
就好像那个第一个叫做路旁的种子一样，那个鸟就把它叼走了。
You know, and so we find out we don't have time during the day. We're too busy.
后来的话，我们知道，我们做完就好像我们觉得我们拿不出这半点的时间来，因为我们太忙了。
It's so easy to get busy.
我们很容易就落入繁忙里面
，and not take time for the Lord.
而没有失去对上帝道失去时间。
That's why the challenge of no Bible, no breakfast is so interesting and so helpful.
那就是为什么没有早餐就没有圣经就没有早餐，就是这是一个非常好的一个挑战。
If you put God first before you eat breakfast, maybe read a chapter, have a devotion or something to feed your spirit.
我们就是，比如说，我们早上如果我们先把神的话语放在前面，在我们吃早餐之前的话
，Your day will go better, I believe.
有可能的话，这个我们这一天走得会更顺利。
Because we're a spirit and we're a soul and we're a body. We're three parts, human beings.
因为我们人的话有三个背骨组成，有灵魂体。
And we feed our body three good meals a day, usually, you know.
我们一日三餐给我们身体备足很好的食物。
And we give our spirit a little snack, cold snack once a week.
但是我们给我们一点，我们的灵魂多少呢？给灵魂一点点的小小的那种叫什么冷，一个礼拜喂一次一点点东西。
And then we wonder why we're feeling so down.
那就是为什么？然后我们自己问自己，我们为什么老是觉得这么沮丧
？We have to nourish and feed our soul, feed our spirit as well.
我们必须要酝酿，就是喂养我们的灵魂。
What does your spirit eat? What does your soul eat?
你的灵魂需要什么？
Jesus says, "Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word from God."
耶稣说，人不是靠着一切的食物而活着，而是上帝所口里所说出的一切话。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And we want to give you a little object lesson here, if we can, for just a minute.
我给一些
Come help me.
有一些这个器具有没有？
This is a jar.Big jar.
我有一个大的空的瓶
子。And these are, everybody say frijoles.
这个是。
These are frijoles.
哦，这是一些那个像那个豆子。
Because I bought them at a Mexican market. They're frijoles.
这个墨西哥的那个豆子，不是。
Can you say frijoles?
Frijoles.
Frijoles.This is a jar, and these are softballs.
我们还有几个橄榄球。
What can we learn from this?
我们可以学到什么呢
？Let's just say that this is it can represent either a life, or it can represent one 24-hour day.
这个瓶子可以代表，比如说是时间一天1到24个小时，或者是我们一生的时间，或者人生。
In 24 hours, how many have 24 hours every day?
每个人，我谁有一天有24个小时？每个人都是。
How many have more than that?
谁有过于24个小时呢
？How many have less?
谁有少于24个小时
？So we've all been given the same talent.
我们所以，我们每个人都有同样的是那个的时间
，same
gift talent.
How do we use that gift? What do we do with it?
我们怎么去运用我们的那个天赋呢
？That's what these are. These are the things we do every day. Like you know, you get up in the morning.
好像我们说，这好像这个是表意着我们每天早上起来所做的事情。
How many got up today?
我们大部分现在还已经在醒了，起床了。
How many are still waking up?
有些人谁还是正在起床， you know, 正在醒的样子。
Brush your teeth, comb your hair. Maybe
你可以漱口。洗脸，然后上班。
Your day is filling up.
然后你的一天的时间已经慢慢的被填满了。
Afternoon, you eat lunch, take a break.
中午的时候你吃早餐，那休息一会儿。
Go back to school to work.
然后回去上学或者上班。
Come home from school or work.
回到家里，回到家里下班以后，你很累了。然后的话你倒在床上这个想放松一下看着电视然后正好想要念书念做点念书的时候的话你已经很累了想睡觉
了
然后你就说哦想不到我忘了一件事情
Pastor Stephen said I need no Bible no breakfast
那个 Pastor Steve 告诉我说我不吃那个早餐没有那个不念圣经没有早餐吃
I didn't do that today
他说我今天忘了做了
I'm going to try to fit my Bible reading at the end of the day.
所以的话呢，我希望在我睡觉的时候之前的话呢，进行一个这个读经的时间。
Put my quiet time with God at the very end.
把这个最美好、最安静的时间留给上帝。
So let's see. We start to read our Bible. Start to pray a little bit.
然后呢，我们就开始进行我们的祷告，开始有一点点练习的时间。
Before you know it.
但是想不到的还想不到的话你就还没念完你自然就倒下睡着了
And then we repeat the same thing the next day.
然后我们重新把这个把同样的事情在第二天再做一次
Then we have to see if we can get it out. Come on! Let's see.Sometimes you get stubborn, you gotta just make a change, you know? Make a radical change.
有时候我们人要会突变。
So we did something wrong, obviously, huh?
你觉得我们那天肯定是做的有些不对，这个次序做的不对，对不对？
So then we said, okay, this morning, before I rush off, I'm gonna take some quiet time with God's word and prayer.
那我就这有改变我们自己的。今天的话呢，我想在我上做任何事情之前的话呢，我想有一件时间给上帝有亲近的时间。
And I might even write out a scripture. You know, write out some Bible verses on a little card.
我们甚至可以把一些圣经章节记在一个小的纸上。
I might even write a Bible verse or two on a card to carry with me during the day.
把它带在身上。把这些经节带在身上。
Keep in my pocket, and when I use the restroom or take a break, I can look at it.
所以的话，当我们可以有时候我们去上厕所啊，或者休息时间的话，我们都可以。
Everybody uses that.
重温这些章节经节。
I know one guy in his restroom. He's got scriptures on the wall.
我曾经认识一个人，他把那个圣经章贴在厕所那个门后面。
But he doesn't just waste his time.
所以的话，他不会浪费任何时间。
Just sitting there doing nothing.
不会说单单坐着不做任何事情。
They call it a WC in Europe, water closet.
你知道这个在欧洲的话呢，这厕所叫 WC， 就是 water closet， 是用水的储存室。
If you ask for the restroom, they think you're tired, you want to lay down.
但如果你去欧洲问，我想去 restroom 的话呢，想去他会到他们会以为你是想累了，然后找一个休息的地方。
So WC we make it a PC.
WC 的话，所以我们可以把 WC 的 water closet 变成 PC.
We make it a PC prayer closet.
Prayer closet 就是祷告室。
Amen. You close the door and you seek the Lord. So we put God here in the morning.
所以我们先把上帝放在第一。祷告时间读经的时间地先做了但是我们家好像是不是我们一天所做的时间被占有太多呢但上帝告诉我们说我们应该寻求神的国和神的义在先然后别的事情都会加添给我们然后我们依然要上班依然要工作
Spill the beans in church.
All right.
We've still got a lot to do today.
我们这一天还很多事情要做。
I don't know. Do you think we can get all this done today?
你觉得我们一天工作我们可以完成吗
？Bible says if we put God first.
那上帝告诉我们说，我们要把神放在前面的话。
Almost got it all. Let's see, there's a little hole. Wow.
神的神迹，可以嘞，哇，可以，哇，哇，神迹，神迹，神迹可以啊，好奇妙。哇，真的好奇妙。
那最后面的话呢，我们盖上盖子，表示我们就是最后一件事情的时候去祷告你。
这两个。
这就是我们今天给大家的挑战，把上帝放在第一，然后看到上帝怎么去对你做出回应。有些生意的人的话，他们在星期天是不开门。在经济学上有可能是不是一个很好的一个经营方式。但是因为一些人的他们的信心，他们把这个根据上帝的这个话语，他们星期天他们就关门不开业。
This may surprise you, but years ago in America, every store was closed on Sunday.
你知道，也许我们现在看来是非常非常非常惊讶的，因为很多年以前呢，美国是星期天都不开业的。
It's only when we started this 24/7 stuff that everything went crazy, you know.
到后来这种新的这种理念说，哦，一周24个小时，有这样的理念出来出现以后，然后改变了很多事情。
But some people they close on Sunday, and you know what? Remember in the Bible when the Lord gave manna from heaven?
你知道这个在旧约里面的话，你知道上帝降玛纳，每天降玛纳下来。
The manna came on 6 days every week.
玛纳在每一天。一周的六天里面只有7天里面只有6天每天下降下来。
On the seventh day there was no manna.
在那个安息日，在第七日的话呢是没有玛纳下来的。
If you got up and go out and look for it, there's nothing.
你知道那个，如果你是早上起来想去捡玛纳吃的话呢，是找不到的，它七天找不到的。
Why was that?
那为什么呢
？Because God told them on the day before to get double.
因为上帝说，在这个安息日的前一天，就第六日的那一天的话呢，你得到的是双份的玛纳。
So they got twice as much on the day before, so nobody had to cook or do all the work on the holy day.
所以的话呢，在第六天的话，当你捡到双份的玛纳的时候的话呢，你就可以存起来到第七天可以。
And a lot of those people that honor God with their business like this, the Lord just blesses them and blesses them and blesses them.
如果你对上帝，你遵循上帝这样的对原则来敬畏神的话，那这样的话呢，上帝会不断的在祝福你，给你双重祝福。
Their health is better sometimes too.
Yes, 你的健康有可能就有更好，变得更好。因为在现在这个社会的话，有太多的繁忙，太多的压力在里面。
And we just have to put the Lord first in our life, amen.
我们必须要把上帝放在我们生命的第一位。
This is a story. I'm close with this story about Robert the Dunce.
我们将这个小的故事，这个 Robert， it's a dunce， 这个小的故事。I guess dunce.
Years ago, dunce, if you were in school and you were a problem, they put you in a corner. You had to go sit in the corner. Look at the corner and wear a hat.
这个 dunce 这个名词的话是非常这个地方化的啊，他是说这很多年前的话，一个小孩一个学童的话呢，有犯了错误，在学校里面的话呢，老师把他放在一个角落去，然后戴一个帽子。
It was embarrassing to you as a kid because all the children were laughing at you. You're sitting facing the corner, the whole classroom, the whole time in the class with this hat, pointed hat on your head.
所以的话，你这样的话呢，能别的小孩看着你，对你来说是非常尴尬的一件事情。
So this is a story about a boy named Robert, and they called him a dunce.
这个 Robert 是当然就是这个 Robert 是个人小孩的名字，他是一个闯了一些祸。
And all the kids were like, Robert is a dunce, Robert is a dunce. And so, it's because he couldn't learn. Today he would probably be called dyslexic, or what, I don't know what they call it today. You know, he's got ADD or they diagnosed him with something. You know, this is back in 1800.
这个在18世纪的时候，也许现在的话呢，可能这个 Robert 的小孩啊，就被人家诊断为什么有学习障碍啊这样的不断的症状啊。
And then they put him on drugs, the Ritalin, whatever, they put him on all this stuff.
现在的医疗方法可能他们会给他用些药来治疗他的。
Thankfully back then they didn't have that.
那感谢主，那十八世纪没有这种的药物。
Robert, you're nuts, you can't learn.
所以他是一个闯，他是那个闯祸的一个小孩，他不能学习。
And eventually the teacher said, yeah, I guess you're right, he's in one ear and out the other.
然后老师说，这个他也是，他就是这样的小孩，从左耳听右耳就出去。
See, not everybody is the same type of learner.
我们每个人都有不同的学习的能力。
There's the visual learners.
有些是视觉的，就学的比较好。
Audio learners.
有些是听觉。
And there's the like people that need hands-on.
有些人是他的那个手的特别巧。
In some ways, our school system has failed us.Because we put everybody on the same level to learn the same way.
我们这个教育系统的话，为什么那么失败呢？就是我们把每个人都看成是给个同样的教育方法。
Not everybody is capable of learning the same.
但是不是每个人都是同样的教育方法可以教出来的。
But you know we grade them across this way, and some feel bad because they seem dumb.
因为我们这样的制度，我们就给他每个人用平均的分数去审核他的这样的那个。所以的话呢，他就一些人的话，他们 有很多小孩，他学的不好啊、不是他说他们笨，而是在他们有些方面会比别人更好。他就像这个 Robert 小孩一样，他因为他得创伤，他不想再回到学校里面去。所以那个老师当然很高兴了，他觉得那个有一个捣蛋的小孩在这边，他觉得他希望这个捣蛋小孩回到留在家里面。
But his family, the mom and dad, were strong Christians.
但是他的父母是一个非常好的基督徒。
His mother, in her wisdom, pulled him out of the school and began to homeschool him.
所以的话，他妈妈就用很好的智慧啊，就把他从学校里面带到家里面，就家里面给他自行教育。
And she taught him the Bible.
然后的话，那个开始教这个 Robert 念圣经。
Not only reading the stories to him,
不单单给他讲圣经故事
，but having him memorize God's word.
而且要去挑战他，要去记把那圣经的经文背诵下来。
Where he can recite it without looking.
所以的话，他就可以背，就用心背下来，就不用看书就可以把它背下来。
My son Paul was in China back in the mid-90s.
在1990年代的时候的话，那个我的儿子 Paul 保罗在中国。
He went into the far country areas to distribute Bibles to the underground church.
他们当时候去那个山区地方带很多的，就给那些地下的教会去发些圣经，送圣经去了。
He told me some people there he met had memorized entire books of the Bible.
他回来跟我分享见证的时候，那些很多山区的那些人，他们有些人，他们就可以整本圣经这样背下来。
He heard of people. His name is John. Why is he named John? He memorized the book of John.
有些人的话，他把自己名字改成那山区的人把自己名字改成，比如说叫约翰。为什么叫约翰呢？因为他把整本约翰福音都背下来了。
This guy, his name's Luke. Why is he named Luke?
为什么因为马可
那个？ The book of Luke.
为什么念马可呢？因为他把马可福音背下来了。
Same with Mark.
马可啊，路加。
Memorized entire books of the Bible.
我们把那些整本圣经这样整本。
That's what this mother had this little boy Robert do.
那就是这个母亲给他的儿子做的事情。
She began with the longest chapter in the Bible.
他开始就是介绍圣经里面最长的一段一节经文。
Does anybody know what that longest chapter is?
你知道是哪一章哪一节吗？
Besides the pastor's wife and Greg. Okay, well let's see. Psalm 119.
是诗篇119篇。
How many verses does it have?
有总共有多少经节吗？
176.
176经节。
I've met three people in my lifetime that memorized.
我认识三个人，他们可以把119篇整篇背下来的。
One of them was Sister Amy Sith.
有一个，其中一个人的话是我们的 Amy 谢师母。谢师母。
Her husband was
他的先生是谢牧师。
And her father, Amy Sith's father, wrote this tract, No Bible, No Breakfast.
这个Amy 谢的 父亲的话呢，就写了这个没有早餐，没有圣经，这个没有圣经，没有早餐。
He was a great evangelist.
他是一个非常好的一个辅导家。
And when I took some of his things to the Bible Museum here in Houston, there's a Bible Museum over at HBU, Houston Baptist Bible Museum. I took some of Leland Wang's books there because Pastor Sid had given them to me. They're in Chinese. And when I took them there and gave them to the people, they said, "Oh, Leland Wang." He said, "Whoa, he's the Billy Graham of China. We know about
this." This Leland Wang is 中文是什么？黄明哦，对不起，黄明道。当他是，不是王明道，是王，是他那个是 A 与谢的父亲，啊，所以的话，他当帕萨西文把他的一些作品拿到那个送去那个这个大学那个叫什么这个圣经展览馆啊，圣经那个博物馆的时候，他们觉得哦，原来这是他的著作。
So her father wrote the track, but she memorized Psalm 119.
啊，所以的话呢，因为就是那个A 米谢姐妹的话呢，可以记得住这个诗篇119篇。
So Robert at 12 years old, he learned the whole 176 verses. And he stood in the church and recited it perfectly. Didn't make a mistake.
12岁的时候呢 ，Robert 的小孩的话就把整119篇整篇的把它背下来，就是在教会里面的话呢，就给他们背诵出来，一节都不会不漏一节的背诵出来。
What does God promise if we meditate His word day and night?
那上帝应许什么？当时我们去昼夜思考他的话语的时候，他应许什么？
听懂了。
但是在那他的应许是什么呢？是给我们成功。
His grades went up. He started to go back to school.
然后他的信心从被提升了，因为他是回到教那个学校去。
It's a good discipline for young people.
所以这是一个给年轻人或者是年老人很好的教训。
To memorize God's word as a child, as a young person.
我们从小从年纪轻的时候就开始念，要背诵神的话语。
My son Paul, when he was 11 years old.
我的儿子保罗在11岁的时候。
He came to his mother and said, "Mom, I'm going to memorize the book of Mark."
他就到他的母亲面前说：“哦，妈，我要去把那个马可福音全部都背下来。”
And mother said, "Well, that's a lot, you know."
然后他的母亲说：“哦，这是很多的章节。”
He said, "I've got it figured out. If I do this much every day in my school year, I get, I can do it 9 months."
然后我的儿子告诉他说：“哦，那个保罗就告诉他说：哦，如果我把它分开不同的时间段去念的话呢，这样的话呢，我可以在9个月里面把这背下来。
What can I do to help you?"
他母亲告诉他，那我能怎么帮你呢？
He said, "Get me a long."
9个月都背
了。他宝宝说，那请你送我一个那个闹钟。
So for that whole school year, we hear Paul up 1 hour before everybody else.
所以的话，在那个学年啊，他每天那个我儿子保罗每一个早上比每个人都早起一小时。
But he'd also go to bed an hour early.
但是他仍然在他比别人都早睡一小时。
That's a big one. Sometimes we don't want to go to bed.
有时候我们不想都睡觉。
We want to watch the evening news or something.
我们想看到晚间新闻等等。
Comedians make us laugh, whatever.
对，我们看见一些那个喜剧，都让我们心里那个觉得很好笑。
But sometimes because we stay up so late, we can't get up early.
因为我们晚睡，所以我们不能早起。
I wonder if this new year you might want to say, "Lord, I'm going to go to bed early so I get up early."
我觉得这是也许就是我们在新年提醒大家，我们一个祷告就是说，上帝让我们可以早睡，也可以早起。
Some people do that. They say, "Lord, I give you my time."
有些人的祷告就是，上帝啊，我把我的时间交还给你。
My time is your time.
我的时间就是你的。
What do you want from me?
你要我帮做什么事情呢？
And he might tell you to do something like that, or start your Bible, on a breakfast, or some idea where you can.
Take more time with him, amen. But
Sunday, the whole thing is young. And he turned over his life to the Lord at 12 years old, became a Christian.
然后的话，他的信心被提升了。然后的话，他也变成在12岁那年的话，他也变成一个基督徒。
And as he grew older, as an older teenager, he prayed, "Lord, send me to China."
然后的话呢，当他年纪更长一下，在一个年轻的时候的话，他祷告就是说：“主啊，把我送到中国去。”然后他就开始学中文。
And he And he began to learn Chinese.
就开始学中文。
And he did eventually take a ship to China. At this time, they were not allowing foreigners into China.
所以的话呢，最后面的话呢，他终于去到了中国。但在那个时候的话呢，他们中国是不太欢迎那外国人的。
The early 1800s.
那是在18世纪。
And
初。
So he had a hard time, but finally he came on the boat to China.
对，不管怎么样，他最后面到达了中国。
And he began. He saw the need. You know, he was there for 7 years.
他在中国大概也花了住了六七年的时间。
He landed in Hong Kong.
他首第一站到的是先到了香港。
And he learned the language so well, Cantonese.
他学了非常好的那个广东话。
And he began to translate the Bible in Chinese.
他学很好中文，然后就开始为那个圣经翻译中文。
He not only translated the Bible into Chinese, the whole Old and New Testament.
他不单单只是翻译了，把旧约、新约翻译成从英文翻成中文。
But he completed an English-Chinese dictionary, 3 volumes.
他而且的话，他也叫什么？他中英文字典三卷不同的那个中英文的对照的对词词典。
I've been this is in England, but I've been to Macau. You know Macau is near.
这是在澳门啊。
That's where he worked. He labored.
他就是在这个 Robert 工作的地方，就在澳门。
He's buried there.
他被埋葬在这个地方。
But in that library in Macau, China, I saw his dictionary.
当时我们在这个澳门的这个图书馆里的话，我看到他铸成的这个词典。
The boy once known as the Dunce, too simple to learn, not only acquired the language, so that after a time he could speak even like a Chinese person, but he translated the Bible into the language, and with some help with others, he wrote an English-Chinese dictionary, 6 volumes.
那个他说这个曾经是一个被别人觉得是一个调皮捣蛋的小孩，不能学习有障碍的小孩，最后面他不单单学习，然后学了中文，非常好的中文，他也不单翻译了那个圣经，而且住了六卷的那个英汉词典，六卷。
Robert Morrison, 1782, pioneer missionary, did a work for China that has probably never been equaled. It all started with the memorization of scripture by a lad who said who could not learn. His mother and his father, they believed God's word and they prayed for their son and helped and memorized God's word.
Robert Morrison 这个人的话，他是一个传教的先驱者，到中国的先驱者啊，他的成就在中国成就是跟别人不能比较的啊。他开始的话是开始在年轻的时候开始去背诵圣经开始啊，就因为他以前他妈妈给他很多帮助，但是话当他同学都嘲笑他的时候啊，他开始就这样的这个开始背诵圣经，然后的话跟最后面达到这样的成就。
So we take this minute to challenge ourselves.
所以我们需要有一点时间来挑战我们自己。
Look what God can do with a boy they called a dunce.
我们当上帝觉得在一个调皮捣蛋的小孩子可以做奇妙的工作的时候。
Because his mother and his father instilled God's word in his heart.
这个因为他的父亲母亲就在他们在孩子心中撒下那个上帝的话语种子。
I dare say in this church we have some amazing young people.
我们在这个教会有很多年轻的优秀的年轻人。
Not just intelligent, but spiritual as well.
不单是在在知识上，而且在灵性上也很优秀。
Education is not enough by itself. You need enlightenment. You need spiritual education as well.
我们属世的教育不但不远远不足够，我们需要属灵的启蒙，属灵的教育。
We'll close with this. John, I hold in my hand the four gospels.
那我将我们要结束之前，我有四本的这样的福音的小册子。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
这个四福音的这个小册子。马太福音、路加福音、约翰福音、马可福音。
And some Bibles in English, they're called red letter edition because the words of Christ are in red.
在英文的那个圣经的版本里面，有些他们说叫做红字福音，因为他把主耶稣的话语用红的颜色把它打印出来。
I don't know if in Chinese they have the red letter, but
我不知道像中国那个有。
Some pastors challenge their congregation in the New Year, read the red.
所以的话呢，有些教会的话，年度事务者就挑战他们的这个会众的话呢，说，去来念红色的，就是耶稣的话语。
Read the red.
念红色的字。
That's the Gospels. So if you read Matthew in January,
如果你在一月份念马太，
Mark in February,
你念马可，在二月份念马可，
Luke in March,
路加在三月份念路加，
and John in April.
然后的话呢，在四月份的话念那个约翰
福音，
然后你就可以去使徒行传，然后就后面的日子你可以念使徒行传。
Not everyone reads the whole Bible through in every year. It's a good thing though to do if you can. You should. But at least if you can do the four Gospels and Acts, you'll be way ahead from last year.
所以不是每当然你可以念整本圣经，一年之内可以完成整本圣经更好，但是不是每个人都能做到。但是最起码的话，我们最可以念到四福音加上那个使徒行传，念五卷书。
So on the back table back there, we have a little flyer. It's in English and Chinese.
所以我们后面有一些小的宣传单张，
take it with you.
有中文有英文的。
It's got Psalm 23. It's called Be a Christian Soldier.
这是一个
On the inside is Psalm 23.
里面有诗篇二十三篇。
And several other verses of we should memorize. Every Christian should know the basic scriptures of their faith.
Because we every Christian should know the basic scriptures of their faith.
You go to the Muslim countries, you meet 8-10-year-old kids that recite the entire Quran by memory.
你要去到那个回教国家的话，十岁的小孩子他们可以背诵整本的《可兰经》。
How much more should we put God's word in our heart? Amen.
我们是不是应该把上帝放更加多的放在我们心里？
Let me pray for you.
所以我们就为大家祷告。
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that your word never comes back empty. That your word is power. That your word is healing and health to our body.That your word is peace to our mind. Father, thank you that we have the word of God, the bread of life, that we can partake of the bread from heaven in the form of the Bible, the word of God, by the Spirit of God, can live in our hearts. Father, I pray that you'll touch us and cause us to be a church and a family and a people of faith, which comes by hearing your word, Lord. Help us to lay aside things that take our time.Take our attention away from you. And Lord, this year we'll put you first, Lord, in our family, first in our life, first in our time, first in our day, and last in our day. And we'll be filled with your thoughts throughout the day. Teach us how to do this, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.